Welcome to Anil Premlal Consulting. Please enjoy the following article. Yes, blogging is cool and super cool might be the correct word to use. However, it's not all bed of roses. It has its challenges, and some regulations must be followed to make the best from blogging. One of the things that get people stuck even before owning a fully running blog is the niche to blog on. Some are too anxious and don't know how to narrow down their options to one, while others can't come up with something at all. Whatever might be the case for you, this guide will assist in the choosing of your blogging niche. A blogging niche is the main subject of discussion of your website. It's that which would encompass all the topics you'll like to write about. For example, the blogging niche for this website is digital marketing. Yours can be Chinese food recipes, bamboo steamers, Turkish clothing fashion, or weight loss. Choosing a blogging niche is not as simple as it seems. Yeah, most experts do advise that you go with your passion. That is, you should choose a niche that you love talking about so that you won't get discouraged in the middle. It's a piece of very good advice, and the first we will consider in this post. Meanwhile, there are some other things to consider. What if you start telling your story and there is none to read it? The following are the steps to take in choosing a high-demanding and profitable blogging niche. 1. Choose a niche you love talking about. If you must dive into a niche, it must be because of nothing but for the love you have for it. This factor is more valued above others because it can be likened to a fuel that keeps the engine working. If you really want to stay in the business for the long haul, then it has to be your passion. Well, you may belong to the set of people that have interests in lots of things and stuck at the point of choosing one. Here's how to narrow the list down to one. The first thing is to take a pen and a paper and list everything out without leaving anyone behind. The next thing is to ask yourself this question: how many contents you can develop in each of the niches. Don't cross out the items on the list by ordinary thinking. Take the pen and start writing at least 10 topics in each niche. If there is anyone on the list that you can't come up with the topics, then you should cross it out immediately because it shows that you can't last long in it. You can still increase the number of topics when you are left with lots of options. Try 20, then 25 articles till you are left with limited options. The purpose of this exercise is to test how far you can actively stay in the niche. It has usually been a frequent occurrence whereby a blogger gets tired of a niche after a few months. And then there is inconsistency in the upload of contents. It changes from weekly to monthly, and then quarterly, which doesn't make it a blog anymore. I am very sure that you don't want yours to end that way. Therefore, it has to be a niche you are grounded in and love talking about. 2. Perform market research. Here's the stage where you cross out more items on the list. The purpose of market research is to know if your selected niche is in high demand. The last thing you want is to devote your time and resources to writing and publishing content and then discover that there is nobody to read the amazing contents you've prepared. For this reason, you research the market to know the volume of people making queries about the topics every day. The best method to attempt this is to use Google Trend. This tool will help you realize what the world is searching for, and the volume of queries over a particular time. It also provides you a graph that shows the visual representation of the trends. By carefully studying the result, you'll be able to know whether there is a good chance of getting the audience now and in the future. Be wise in selecting a niche that will be demanded even in decades to come. For example, building your niche around coronavirus won't be a nice thing to do. Although the topic is highly researched these days, what about 3 to 4 years from now? However, you can still go for respiratory disease, a niche that will always get requests and also covers the novel coronavirus disease. 3. Be specific. The problem with the highly researched niche is that they are crowded with so many bloggers. And this situation always reduces the success rate of new blogs because most of them won't be able to compete with the big competitors in the niche. Therefore, the way to avoid competition is to be specific. Let's say you want to blog about football. It will be very difficult to thrive in the niche, but you can be specific by blogging about a particular league. There are lots of options. You may choose the European, Italian, or Spanish league. Meanwhile, you can further reduce the competition by being precise on the story to tell live match update or the transfer market. To be sure that you are making the right choice, there will be a need for keywords research. Find some of the most used terms in the topic and run them on tools like SEMrush and Moz to note the number of people that search for that word every month. 4. The niche must be profitable. It's very essential to consider the monetization of the blog from the beginning. Is it a niche that will provide you with lots of monetization options? Do your competitors use AdSense on their website? Can you find products related to the niche on Amazon or any other online marketplace to do affiliate marketing? In the later future, can you organize paid classes or online tutorials to teach your readers? These are some of the questions to answer before you make a niche choice. Because, in the nearest future, you will like to make income from your sweat, and blogs these days also require money for their smooth running. Over to you. I know you're ready to try the blogging business out, and maybe you already have the money to buy your domain name and space on a hosting server. Then, you should take the next few hours to make the best decision you can ever make in the journey you are about to commence. Ensure you adhere to all the steps explained above, and feel free to use the comment section for your questions. Designed by Elegant Themes, powered by WordPress FTC Disclosure Privacy Policy Terms of Service Giving Back **, greater than.